Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
And today's cattle futures market was mixed. We had April live cattle, which expired today. Closing, it looks like, at 90 cents even. About April 24th, they went all the way down to 81.50, so the market has come back about $8.50 off those lows set back on April 4th. So pretty good action and move for the April live cattle into convergence. Of course, there's a lot of people arguing that the market did not converge. Then there's other people saying that you could have bought and sold any amount of cattle you wanted against the April futures to deliver or take delivery. So, you know, you get the two different schools of thought there. But nonetheless, that's where we settled. The next month out in June becomes the front month. It was $1.67 higher today at $86.62. August, $1.32 higher at $92.77. The feeder cattle, on the other hand, were weaker across the board, with April down 37 cents at $119.17. And then May down $1.45 at $117.72. August, $1.95 lower at $127.65. Hogs were up anywhere from $2 to $3.42 today. The one topic we keep going back to is what's happened in box beef. At midday, choice was up $7.24 at $364 on choice. Select was up $4.15 at $344.06.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, today's grain futures markets were higher across the board, led by the soybeans. They were anywhere from 13 to 18 cents higher, with new crop November up 13 and a half at 857 and three quarters. The corn futures today up 4 to 7 cents here, with December new crop out there at 336 and a half, up 3 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat up 10 to 11, Chicago wheat up 7 to 8. And then the cotton futures were up about 20 on December at 58.92. Mid-morning, there was a headline that China had bought 300,000 metric tons of soybeans or 5 cargo loads. I think that's the main driver of what we're seeing here today in terms of the soybean rally and lifting the other grains here. Now, the other thing is this time of year, you really start to focus on weather and what kind of implications weather's having on the planting season. Up to this point, we haven't really seen any issues. And talking to various customers around the Midwest and Illinois and Iowa, it looks like the crop up there is way above ahead of schedule, and there's not very many people switching to soybeans up there like a lot of people would think, given the price discrepancy. Pretty much everybody's sticking to corn, from my understanding. That's not necessarily true down in East Texas and Louisiana, where people are actually switching over to soybeans. So time will tell where that ends up.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for your life or your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.